In the lunchtime edition, a number of people injured, an alleged car thief in custody after a stolen vehicle crashes into another car in St. Thomas in the early hours of this morning. The fire service and police rescued two hikers in a remote area of St. Lucie after receiving a distress message last night. A new electricity supply bill being debated in Parliament that government expects will help unlock hundreds of millions of dollars in renewable energy investment. And the death toll in the U.S. from Hurricane Helene now more than 100. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A number of people have been injured and an alleged car thief is in police custody after a stolen car crashed into another vehicle in St. Thomas in the early hours of this morning. In the latest of a recent series of car thefts, largely targeting Toyota motor cars, a resident of King Street in Bridgetown had reported to the police that his Toyota SC110 motor car had been stolen. That vehicle was involved in a collision with a Suzuki car along Kingwood Road sometime around 2 or 3 a.m. today. The occupants of the vehicles, including the driver of the stolen car, were injured and transported to hospital for treatment. The driver of the stolen car was detained by the police. The Barbados Fire Service and the police, meantime, last night located and rescued two lost and disoriented hikers in St. Lucie. The two men had apparently lost their bearings in the dark while in a remote area of the rural northern parish, fearful of moving around further in the dark and unfamiliar conditions and possibly falling into a well or over an incline. They used a mobile phone to send a distress message to the fire service. Acting station officer Tony Scannaby was in charge of the fire crew that responded.
Yesterday, approximately 19, 15 hours, the Barbados Dispatch Center received a WhatsApp message asking for assistance from two persons, two males, indicating that they were in the area of Clough, St. Lucie, and that outside would have been dark. And they cannot find their way. They don't want to move from their location because they could probably come upon open wells or treacherous conditions. The members from the Barbados Fire Service and also the Barbados Police Service would have been on location, and subsequently they located these two persons and brought them back to safety. Persons at present are home with their family members and loved ones, and we are thanking God for their safety.
The Acting Fire Service Station Officer, Tony Scannaby. Meantime, Raphael Gibson, a committee member of the Barbados Hiking Association, issues this warning to hikers.
Well, my advice to anybody who decides that they want to go hiking is to look for an organized hiking group to start with. Organized hiking group with reputable hike leaders, and there are a number of groups that has been established in Barbados in the last couple of years. Everybody thinks that Barbados is quite small, quite flat, and quite easy to walk. It is not. When you venture away from the main roads in the gullies and the different valleys in Barbados, like Turnersall Woods and those kinds of places, it is a completely different terrain. And if you are unfamiliar or you are an inexperienced person in that kind of terrain, you can find yourself in deep trouble.
Raphael Gibson, committee member of the Barbados Hiking Association. A new electricity supply bill is being debated in the House of Assembly at this moment that government expects will help unlock hundreds of millions of dollars of renewable energy investment. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, has led off debate on the electricity supply bill. He says it ensures service standards for customers, but also creates a business environment more conducive to investment by removing bottlenecks.
I may have borrowed on a large-scale investment. I may have committed $5 million. And I am paying interest on that $5 million every month that I got to face the bank on. But every month, while the clock is ticking, I am still frantically trying to get out of the Ministry of Energy or out of the Town Planning Department or out of the FTC or wherever the blockage lies. The solution to the problem that enables me to see a return on my investment or some movement on the investment that I have made. And if we don't do that, then man, we have frustrated the investment and laid waste to the effort of having that money being loaned. In fact, the loan may fail. Worse yet. So I've effectively, the failure in the system can lead to the virtual bankruptcy of the individual who is making the investment. That is a foolishness.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, in the lunchtime edition. Well, heavy rainfall over the last several weeks has significantly affected crop production and has led to a shortage of some local produce on the shelves of local supermarkets. Owner of Phillips Trading and Farmer and Farming Services, Junior Phillips, tells Starcom Network News, a number of fields which produce basic produce like sweet potatoes and tomatoes have been waterlogged, cutting off access to farmers.
Fields, a lot of crops went underwater. I mean, you only got to drive around, fellas, who are anticipating this weather's been, well, it's been unusual from the point of the excess rain and then access to the fields. Cultivation literally out of the question. So to say that we're going to be recovering, saying no, we got to get the fields to dry out. I've had people call me for cultivation services and things, but I mean, there's very little they can do there, but they make a mess out there if you can attract into any one of those fields now. So that is the problem that we're having. The fellas might have other problems, but me personally, I think it's the water is the problem now at this point.
Meantime, the general manager of Hill Milling and Hill Supermarket, Gerhard Ashby, confirmed the shortage.
Because of the very erratic weather we're having in Barbados, long periods of heat, bursts of big rainstorms, especially seasonings, thyme, marjoram, and onions and stuff like that are locally packaged here, our suppliers are having a very difficult time actually keeping us supplied. Ginger, sweet potatoes, they're off and on. Over the last 6 months especially, we've been struggling to keep the produce in the fridges. Sweet peppers, cucumbers, there's months that go by, there's no local supply whatsoever.
General Manager of Hill Milling and Hill Supermarket, Gerhard Ashby. Local artists are set to be trained in songwriting and global marketing as the National Cultural Foundation, NCF, launches its Songwriting Camp. The six-day workshop featuring local and international music industry professionals aims to help artists meet global standards. Speaking during the launch of the program, NCF's Chief Executive Officer, Carol Roberts, stressed that many local talents are missing key opportunities to monetize their work internationally.
This workshop is timely because we have work to do. This workshop is timely because we are missing out on a lot of opportunities. We've got the raw materials. We've got the talent. And really impressive talent per square mile when you consider our size. Where we have to scale up is by opening ourselves to having honest conversations, but also to availing ourselves of information that will help us catapult this talent into dollars and cents. We're losing out on opportunities to make money, not for the country primarily, but for ourselves.
NCF CEO Carol Roberts. The Caribbean Climate Outlook Forum warns Caribbean nations to brace for increased tropical cyclones and severe weather activity over the next 3 months. Meantime, U.S. President Joe Biden has called Hurricane Helene a history-making and devastating storm which impacted at least 10 states across the U.S.
There's been reports of over 100 dead and consequence of this storm, and there are reports of up to 600 people unaccounted for because they can't be contacted. I've directed my team to provide every available resource as fast as possible to your communities to rescue, recover, and to begin rebuilding. So far, that's over 3,600 personnel deployed. That number is growing by the day. FEMA and the Small Business Administration are there to help the residents whose homes and businesses were literally destroyed, washed away, or blown away. And the federal search and rescue teams have been working side by side with state and local officials and partners in very treacherous conditions to find those who are missing. And they'll not rest until everyone's accounted for.
U.S. President Joe Biden, our top stories. Several people injured and an alleged car thief in custody, he among the injured, after a stolen vehicle crashes into another car in St. Thomas in the early hours of this morning. The Forest Service and the police rescued two hikers in a remote area of St. Lucie after receiving a distress message last night. A new electricity supply bill debated in Parliament that government expects will help unlock hundreds of millions of dollars of renewable energy investment. Heavy rains disrupt some local crop production, leading to shortages of some produce on local supermarket shelves. The Caribbean warned to brace for increased tropical storm and other severe weather activity. And the death in the U.S. from Hurricane Helene, no more than 100, as President Biden terms it, a history-making and devastating storm. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.